This is a global economic commodities scrap metal and recycling report by our Bentley Roll-Off Trailers and Lugger Trucks, October 25th, 2021. This is Brian Sides reporting while Greg Brown remains out of the United States. Greg is due back later this week. U.S. weekly crude steel production rose to 1.882 million tons and 85.2% steel mill utilization rate. Importantly, this was on good demand and constrained supply. WTI crude oil price rose to $83.76 per barrel, a 7-year high on good demand. Also, as OPEC and U.S. drillers remain holding down production to get higher prices. The U.S. weekly oil rig fell slightly to 443, but is trending up. The slow increase is bringing higher oil company profits, but higher global inflation. The U.S. continues helping other economies like Russia, and that weekly, we import Russian oil into the U.S. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $416.67 per gross ton. This was on good demand and good supply. Importantly, there is upward price pressure for November. Hot roll coil steel price fell to $95.39 per hundredweight, which is $1,908 per ton on steady demand and tight supply. Copper price fell to $4.50 per pound despite low inventories. Moreover, the London Metal Exchange, the LME, acted to reduce price copper swings. Aluminum price fell to $1.28 per pound, $2,821 per metric ton, a 3-week low. This was due to supply concerns easing as coal to create electricity had its price decline. China's third quarter economic growth fell to 4.9%, which was slow by Chinese standards. Importantly, power supply shortages and supply chain problems are hurting their economy. U.S. September industrial production fell 1.3%, which was below expectations. This was mostly caused by disruptions from Hurricane Ida and motor vehicle production cuts. U.S. September housing starts fell to 1.55 million annualized, the lowest in 5 months. Importantly, this was caused by high material costs, as well as supply chain and labor problems. U.S. weekly initial unemployment claims fell to 290,000, the lowest since March 2020. Moreover, a record 4.3 million people quit jobs in August. Also, 10.4 million open jobs remain, and there are 5 million less people working today than February 2020. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average rose to 35,667, a new record high. Importantly, this was on solid earnings by many high-profile companies. Two container roll-off trailers by Bentley, now clearly the safest, easiest to use, and highest uptime trailer in the industry. Also, upgraded components make it the lowest owning and operating cost roll-off trailer in the industry. As always, feel free to call Greg or email him with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.